Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marino Pieretti. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marino Pieretti. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Stan Spence. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Baker moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball for a double play. Baker scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio bunts towards third. Baker picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Baker. DiMaggio moves to second. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Pieretti covering, for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Tebbets moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Tebbets moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodgin takes first base on ball 4. Sierra moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Sierra scores. Hodgin goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 1 in the game. Weigel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Michaels scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0 for 1 in the game. Pieretti hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pesky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hodgin, who is chasing the ball. Pesky reaches third base with a triple. DiMaggio goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Sierra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Lupien moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodgin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Weigel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0-for-2 in the game. Pieretti takes first base on ball 4. Hodgin moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Hodgin moves to third. Pieretti moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Weigel and he is safe. DiMaggio steals second. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pesci takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Orville Grove now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Appling trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Stevens, who relays the ball to Pesky, who tags Appling for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spence. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Sierra moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Weigel hits a line drive into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a fly ball towards right field. Hodgson fields the ball and throws to first. Lupien drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Lupien. Spence moves to third. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Gailhouse bunts towards the mound. Grove has Spence trapped. There's the throw to Baker and over to Weigel, who tags Spence for the out. Goodman moves to third. Gailhouse moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Gailhouse moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Orville Grove. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lupien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spence. Lupien reaches second base with a double. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sierra is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Pearson now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Williams reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-4 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Lupien picks up the ball and throws it to Michaels, who tags the runner out. Williams scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-4 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgson for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.